Is toxic masculinity bad? How would you define manliness according to the Bible? Yeah, I believe toxic masculinity according to the world standard is bad. You know, and I don't think we should get the world's definition for concepts that the Bible already teaches. You know, manliness according to the Bible is a person or is a man that serves the Lord, fears God, is a servant who stands for truth and righteousness. He's a person of meekness and humility, a person of zeal who loves the word of God. You know, I don't think manliness is like a macho alpha person who, you know, needs to physically display his strength or talk about how strong they are or how many people they can beat up or how many, you know, beers they can have without passing out. You know, godliness according to the Bible says, quit ye like men. And the manliest man in the Bible is Jesus Christ. He's a man of prayer. He's a man who loved the word of God. He loved souls. He stood for righteousness. He was a fearless man. The Bible says that the righteous are bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no man pursueth. He was a man of boldness, of confidence. And so manliness, in my opinion, according to the Bible, is when you're Christ-like. And I don't believe Christ-like is the kind of Jesus that people portray today in a dress with long hair, who's soft. I believe he was a man who displayed physically manly characteristics, but also spiritually, obviously. You know, he had fortitude. He was fierce in his preaching, but he was also kind and benevolent. He had a balance of all these things. He wasn't effeminate, because the Bible says that to be effeminate is actually a sin in the Bible.